Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 629. I wanted to share an example of what healthy communication looks like. This has been coming up quite a few times, quite a bit recently in sessions with the families and the couples that I work with, the parents. Healthy communication between the two parents. And so a situation arose last week with me and my husband, and I thought, this might be a really good way to illustrate what healthy communication looks like. And so here's what happened. I have gotten a lot busier with my work over the past few months. It seems to me, this is just a side note, but it seems to me in my experience, from my observations, that the effects of the pandemic are continuing to get worse rather than get better. I think early on we were all in a collectively in a sprint to try to survive those scary early days of the pandemic. But as it drug on and on and on, now working on almost two years, people are fatigued. They have pandemic fatigue, and the stress of things are wearing people down, wearing families down, wearing kids and parents down. So more and more people have been reaching out to me for help, which I am super fortunate and grateful that they're reaching out to me. I wish they didn't have to reach out to me. I wish all families had stress-free lives. But obviously that is not reality. So I have gotten super busy with my work. And personally, I love it. I love helping families. I love helping parents and kids to understand each other a little bit better and get along better and have more peace and harmony in their homes. But anyway, that's totally off track. So one particular day last week, I was looking at my schedule and I realized that my daughter had an eye doctor appointment at 3 p.m. that day. It was a school day. And I had a client from 1:30 to 2:30. And my daughter gets done school at 2:27. So there was no way I was going to have time to finish my session with my client, get in the car, drive the 10 minutes to her school, get her, and get to the eye doctor in the right amount of time. So I was going to need my husband to go and pick her up. Well, he had a light work day that day, and so he made plans to play volleyball with my brother-in-law who lives with us and a couple of their fellow volleyball players that they play with in our backyard throughout the year because we have a court in our backyard. So they had made plans, unbeknownst to me, to play that afternoon. Everybody was finishing work a little bit earlier that day. So they were going to be playing in my backyard. And I told him I think it was the night before, I said, oh, I was looking at the schedule tomorrow and I have a client session until 2:30, but Faith needs to be picked up at 2:30. So can you go pick her up so that as soon as you get home, I'll be done my session and I can hop in the car and take her to the eye doctor? And he got a little bit frustrated. And he said that they had already made plans to play volleyball and, you know, basically it was going to be inconvenient to stop and go pick her up. And he worked hard to navigate this tricky, potentially tricky interaction or conversation. And I did as well. He was able to verbalize that he realizes that it sounds silly that he's getting frustrated. He's feeling frustrated because his play time is being interrupted because I'm working. He realized that that sounded ridiculous. But he also pointed out that other people were involved. It wasn't just him. The three other people involved all made plans to get finished work early that day or get permission to leave work early that day or whatever they had to do so that they could show up in our backyard and play for this period of time until it got dark, which it gets dark super early now because it's the middle of winter. So he expressed all of that to me. And I said, I understand that it does sound a little silly on the surface that you're feeling frustrated about this. But I also understand that it's not just your schedule, that my words are impacting, it's three other people. And I realize you feel responsible for that. And we also both agreed that my work had to trump his play. So he, of course, agreed that he would stop and run in the middle and run over there and pick her up. And so it was fine. Then the next day, when all of this was supposed to happen, I found out My son texted me from school. No, sorry, not my son. I got a remind message from my son's swim coach that the bus for his practice was leaving, for his swim practice, was leaving at 4:30. So he would have to be dropped off at school before 4:30, at like 4:25. In order to do that, he would need to be... whoever's driving him would need to leave the house at 4:15 to get him to school by 4:25. Well, if you recall, I was also going to be a half an hour away with my daughter at an eye doctor's appointment. So I was certain that there was no way I would get home by 4:15 to drive my son to the back to school to get on the bus for swim practice. So while my husband was taking a break from playing volleyball in our backyard, he was sitting outside on the ground stretching, and I poked my head out the door and I said, I also need you to take Brady to school at 4:15 because his bus leaves for practice at 4:30. And so this was the second request I was putting in for him to interrupt himself and these three other people during this small window of time, probably 2.5 hours that they had scheduled to play. So not only did he have to leave at 2:20 or so to pick her up and bring her home, so that took about 25 minutes. He also had to leave again. He was also going to have to leave again at 4:15 to take our son back to school, which would take about 25 minutes. And so when I poked my head out there and told him this, he closed his eyes. He took a deep breath and he said, okay. And that was that. And I said, thank you. And I went back in the house and did what I had to do work-wise. And he went back and played volleyball. And then this was before school was even let out. So it was before he even had to leave the first time. So it was very interesting, but it left me thinking about how we have built, worked really hard over the 30 years we've been together to have healthy communication. There were so many points along the interactions about that day where he could have been furious with me, I could have been furious with him, and it could have erupted into a huge argument. He could have been super upset with me for infringing upon his plans. I could have been super mad at him for acting like or thinking that his plans to have fun and play trumped my need to work, my need to have a session for work. So at any point along the way, one of us could have been upset with the other one and ended up in a huge argument. But we were both able to recognize the moving parts of the situation. We were able to recognize his plan for his day, my plan for my day, and then the things that both of our, two of our kids needed from us on in that same time period, and how all of the things were interrupting and overlapping each other and conflicting with each other. But we worked through it in a successful way where there was no argument. There was no hostility. I felt bad for infringing upon his plans, and he felt bad for being upset or for being frustrated that my work or my plans were interfering with his plan to have fun. So both of our feelings in the situation were totally justified, but it was not reasonable for either one of us to take our feelings out on the other person and project our frustration onto the other person. It was very helpful for each of us to recognize what our needs and feelings were, as well as what the other person's needs and feelings were, and to communicate in an open, respectful, kind, equal, loving kind of a way. So we moved through that very well, and it all worked out. His plans, unfortunately, were more impacted than mine because I still had my client session. I still got right off of my session, grabbed my keys, and took our daughter to the eye doctor. But all of it got done. I got my work done. He got his play in, which was admittedly interrupted. My daughter got to her eye doctor. Our son got to his swim practice, and all worked out fine. But I hope that I've illustrated for you here what healthy communication looks like and how a situation, an interaction, can so easily go south. How it can so easily go off the rails and end up in an argument when neither person intends for it to turn into an argument. And it doesn't need to turn into an argument. But when you know you're in dicey territory, tricky, delicate territory, you have to be extra careful. You have to navigate extra carefully so that you can not, so you can prevent it from turning into an argument that neither one of you wants. So anyway, that's my story for today. I hope that gives you some good ideas of what healthy communication looks like and how you can work to bring more of it into your relationships. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very clear, communicating day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.